Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to anoint everybody in the sanctuary. Thank you, Jesus. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of allowing certain other situations or experiences to cause us to go into a place where God do not want us to be. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of leaning to our own understanding, and our perception clouds us from doing the right thing, thinking the right way. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of trying to suppress things, the wrong thing, and not doing the right thing, all because of our pride. All because of our pride. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of putting ourselves in a box and everybody else because we got our own little scenarios and our own little thoughts. I would like for everybody in the sanctuary to please get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When the Lord woke me up this morning, he had me to start praying about some things, and it was just such a grief inside of my heart, and I was just praying and I was just crying, and the Lord wants us to write down some things even before we go any further. I don't care if you wrote down some stuff already. I don't care what you wrote down. That was between you and God. But as a congregation in unison, we're going to write down some things. I already wrote them down because I knew that I was going to be speaking. So we're going to write our names on yellow sheets of paper. The first word that we're going to write down is salvation. Salvation. And the next word that we're going to write down is pride. Then we're going to write down haughtiness. And then we're going to write down fear. I hope y'all remember these words. Salvation, pride, haughtiness, and fear. Because when somebody come in and they sit next to you, I want you to let them know that they need to write these things down. I don't want you to get so distracted and so wrapped up into trying to tell somebody else something that you're not listening to or cannot hear what the Spirit is saying to us. Write your name on the yellow sheet of paper, please. Thank you, Jesus. And I would like for you to write down obedience, submission, understanding, and wisdom. So he's telling me to write these things down again. So let me get my little tail right on up here and grab me some yellow sheets of paper and red pen. Somebody please repeat them first word. Salvation, pride, haughtiness, and fear. And the next set of words. And wisdom, right?
Yes.
Obedience, submission, understanding, and wisdom. The next set of words is going to be direction. Forgiveness and self-righteousness. So the first set of words is salvation, pride, and haughtiness, and fear. On the next sheet of paper, it's going to be obedience, submission, understanding, and wisdom. On the next sheet of paper, it's going to be direction, absolution, forgiveness, and self-righteousness. And so many times in our lives that we think and believe a certain other thing because a certain other thing has happened or we experienced something. Oh, so often that we get self-righteous. We don't understand what self-righteousness is because that self-righteousness make us look as if we are better or we are doing it right when in actuality we are doing it wrong. So we point the finger at others and we wag the head at others and it causes us to become prejudiced. Now, there's different kind of forms of prejudice and I explained this to you before. I even preached a sermon about it. We need to get into a place in our hearts and even in our minds that we will not allow ourselves to point the finger or wag the head at absolutely nobody, because we all fall short. And our shortcomings and our downfalls, we have a tendency of thinking and believing our own perspective and concept of things, and we think that we did not do anything wrong or I do not deserve this, which puts us also in a place of prejudice. We have a tendency of leaning to our own understanding, and we do not use wisdom because of our anger or because of our fears or because of us feeling so low or not superior enough against this person or this individual because of the inferiority that we have within our own selves of being self-righteous, self-centered, or even just self-will. So on today, the name of the sermon is Prejudice and Wisdom's Peace. Dear God in heaven, I'm coming to you on behalf of each and every individual in this sanctuary. I'm asking you to cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, your hope, and even your direction, Lord. You know any and everything that we need. You even know what we don't need. You know any and everything that has caused us to get into a place of pride. You know any and everything that has caused us to get into a place of haughtiness. You know any and everything that has caused us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to get into a place where you do not want us to be, all because of our experience or the thing that is challenging in our lives, Lord, and it puts us in a place, Father God, of suppressing ourselves, Father God, from doing the right thing, and yet we think we are doing right when in actuality we're not. So I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary on today, Father God, each and every individual that's on their way, each and every individual that need to be here and won't come, Lord, stir up something in the very bowels of their belly that they may come, Father God, and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, and cap your angels in here, Lord, east, west, north, and south, from the root to the foundation around the entire perimeter. Encamp your angels in here, Father God, down each and every last one of these pews and meet the needs of your people. Oh God, I'm asking you to remove the hardness of the heart on this morning, Father God, and give us a heart of flesh that any and everything that you say, speak, or even tell us, Father God, it'll stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. Let us be humble under your mighty hand, Father God. Oh Lord, let us submit ourselves under your mighty hand, God. Let us be servants unto you as we be servants unto one another, Father. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to help us, Father God, to be true to our own selves as we write these things down on yellow sheets of paper and red pens, offering them up unto you, Father God, because these are things that is hidden down inside of our hearts and that we just don't want to face. We have too much pride to face it, Father God, too much pride to say anything about it, too much pride, Father God, to even take accountability or acknowledge these things. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, that these hidden things will be exposed, God, that we may be able to be cleansed, washed, and made afresh, Lord, because we need you to refine us, God. We need you to move some things out of our hearts and our minds that has been planted down in the inside, God, all because of our experiences, Lord, and because of the things, Father God, that we simply don't want to let go. So I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, not to be prideful or prejudiced. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us to use the wisdom that peace may abound in our hearts and even in our minds towards one another. We can't have no peace, Father God, because we are so prejudiced. We can't have no peace, Father God, because we don't want to use wisdom. We can't have no peace, Father God, because we do not want to bother our tongue or even simply just close our mouths and listen. Oh God, pride puts us in a place, Father God, of falling so short, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that our characteristics, God, it makes us look real ugly. It makes us look real dark. It makes us look real evil and wicked. So I'm asking you to help us on this morning, God. We need some help, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we can't do it on our own. Yeah, we try, Father God, but then we fall victim to it because we feel like we are being victimized. Help God! Help us on today, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, and remove that fear, thinking and believing, Father God, that he don't go see a higher don't go see that this person is saying that, and this person is doing this. So we got a fear of not being respected. We got a fear not having the right manners. We got a fear not the local shutting it like I see. So I'm asking you to help us on today, God, because that fear not feeling respected make us feel as if we are mad at Uncle C. And now we prejudice towards that person, and there's a power struggle. There's some kind of ill-quotient inferiority going on. So I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, that we will lose the pride in every area of our lives, every thought in our mind, every situation in our ill-quotient. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today. Because we need you like we never ever needed you before. He called it an OKC. Pride prevents us, Father God, from even saying I'm sorry. Or I apologize. Or would you forgive me? Pride. Causes us to be disdain. He called it an OKC. Oh, my mind, little OKC. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us today. We need some help in pride's prejudice, Lord. We need some help now. We need some help right now, God. Because our hearts have been tainted. We need some help right now, God.
Jesus.
Because not only is our hearts tainted, Father God, but it has put us in a place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we just don't know what to do next. We just don't know what to do next. Oh God, but with we put our trust in you. We know, Father God, that you're going to work some things out. We know that you're going to change some things. And we know simply that you can fix some things and rearrange some things. Oh, my mind, little loco, shine, like I see. So help us today, God. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He called it, little loco, shia. Return us back into our original state. Even now, God. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Pride's prejudice. We really don't get it and really don't understand that. Pride causes us to be prejudiced. We really don't get, we think that, let me tell y'all what prejudice is first. And then I'm going to tell y'all what pride is. Prejudice is an irrational attitude of hostility directed against an individual, a group, a race, or their purpose. Their supposed characteristics. I'm going to read it again. Prejudice is an irrational attitude of hostility directed against an individual, a group, a race, or their supposed characteristics. So why are you prejudiced towards me? Because I don't like what you like. It causes you to think irrational and have an attitude of hostility towards me because I don't like what you like. Why are you prejudiced towards me? Because I don't agree with your opinion or what you agree with or how you suppose things should be. Why is your attitude hostile towards me? Because I won't agree with what you think. Your thought could be a lie. Your thought could be a distraction. So why are you hostile or have a hostile attitude and thinking irrational or evil towards me? Because I don't. Prejudice is an adverse opinion or negativity formed without just grounds or before sufficient knowledge. Why are you prejudiced towards me when you ain't even heard everything I done said? Because of your thoughts and your attitude. What's causing you to be hostile? And you don't even got all the information yet. That's prejudice. You prejudice, which is hostility and irrational or evil thinking towards me because of your thoughts, and you don't even have all that information.
Because you won't listen. You ain't trying to hear what I say. That's prejudice. Prejudice is an attitude that always favors one way of feeling or acting, especially without considering any other possibilities. We're talking about prejudice right now. I'm going to read that again. Why are you prejudiced towards me or have an irrational attitude of hostility because you only have a one-track mind? Listen, I'm reading what the Webster say. Prejudice is an attitude that always favors one way of feeling or acting, especially without considering any other possibilities. So this is the way I feel. This is the way I think. This is the way you talk to me. This is the way you act towards me. All this stuff is prejudice because you are acting without considering any other possibilities because you only lean into your way instead of any other way. This is what prejudice is. Y'all getting it? Pride's prejudice. Now, what is pride? It's an exaggerated self-esteem, a reasonable or justifiable sense of one's worth or importance. It's to think highly of oneself. This is the kicker here. Pride is behavior that reflects such an attitude. That's the kicker right there. See, pride gives you an attitude of hostility and irrational thinking, which causes you to be prejudiced and the negativity of not considering any other way but your way, and that's the one way. Pride's prejudice causes you to get mad. Because you feel this way, but you ain't considering how others feel. You thinking this way, but you're not considering that it could very well be another way. You are acting this way and not noticing that it's the wrong way. I'm going to give y'all scriptures. We're going to Proverbs today. I'm going to give y'all the scriptures too. Pride's prejudice and wisdom's peace. What is wisdom? It's the ability to discern or understand inequalities or relationships. So even in your pride's prejudice, it got to be some kind of wisdom or something going on up in there that you may be able to recognize you're walking in pride or you being prejudiced or that it can be another way. Listen to this. Wisdom is a body of facts learned by study or experience. You have already experienced this thing, but in the midst of it, you're going to let that same thing cause you to be in a place of being prideful and prejudiced. Okay? What is wisdom? It's the ability to make intelligent decisions, especially in everyday. Is you really being intelligent about this matter that you're only thinking one way about, that's causing you to be negative, that's causing you to be evil and wicked because of your pride and your prejudice? It could go any kind of way. It's because you think you know it all. It's because of your perception, your thought, what you see and what you hear has caused you to go into that place to point the finger and wag the head. Don't you know when you're doing that, you're being prejudiced too? It's a form of prejudice. It causes you to get an attitude of hostility, and that's why you can't respect folk. That's pride and prejudice. That's why you can't get along with people. That's why you can't be friendly. Because of the way you think, which is that one way, and that one way causes you to feel some type of way, which causes you to act some type of way, when there can actually be other possibilities that you don't even consider. So it gives you hostility and attitude towards any and everybody, especially somebody that you see or you think is doing it right. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said to me this morning. Pride's precious. We don't want to face it. Why? Because we don't want to take accountability. We don't want to acknowledge that that thing really exists. But we are prejudiced in more ways than one. We are prejudiced in a lot of ways that we don't even recognize that we being prejudiced. We just don't. We don't recognize that we being prejudiced with our attitude. Because I'm going to disrespect that person, but I'm going to respect that one. That's prejudice. Because of what? Something you experienced, or something that was said, or something that was done, or something that you saw, or something that you heard, or how about it just being something that you want and can't have, that you desire and can't obtain? It'll cause pride. It'll cause prejudice. And I'm going to prove it to y'all. Come on. Let me prove it. Because I don't want y'all to think I'm making up nothing. Proverbs chapter 16. I can't make this stuff up. Pride's prejudice and wisdom's peace. It ain't the word and, but it's the symbol and. Because and symbolizes something in this sermon. So it's going to be pride's prejudice and the symbol and wisdom's peace with an explanation point across. This is why we ain't got no peace. This is why we can't use wisdom, because we don't even know how to close our mouths. We always want to argue. We always want to get our point across. We always got to have a last say. But you don't know this enough. Not even considering the possibility of something different because of we lean into our own understanding. Now, we're going to talk about wisdom. We're going to talk about understanding. We're going to talk about pride. We're going to talk about all that stuff today. All that. I'm stepping on everybody's toes, even mine. Everybody going to be hurting in some form or some fashion. That's if you accept it. Right? Or not. That's pride too. Don't you know acceptance can be a form of pride when you don't want to accept the truth? And it could be about you? That's pride, and that's being prejudiced. Because, that ain't me. Or we try to sweep it under the rug or kick it to God. I didn't. Yeah. Because we don't want to take accountability. That's pride. And that's prejudice. Because what comes after not taking accountability? You this, and you said that, and you act like this, and you don't do this, and you do that. That's prejudice too. Put your finger down and your hands in your pocket. Please. Put that finger down. Because while you point that one at somebody else, there's three more pointing at you. And that thumb pointing right down to hell. We don't want to go to hell. I don't. We're talking about pride's prejudice and wisdom's peace today. Proverbs chapter 16. What is peace? It's freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. We ain't got no peace because we keep on thinking this way and thinking that way that causes us to be evil and hateful and bitter and holding on to stuff. It's to be or become or keep silent or quiet. That's what peace is. Sometimes you got to be quiet to have some peace.
Yeah.
You
keep it to yourself. Don't say
just say absolutely nothing. The Bible says we're supposed to agree with our adversaries quickly. It does not mean that you are an adversary, but our conversation is causing adverse discussion.
Say it again, Pastor.
So sometimes you just say okay.
Okay.
All right. Because just say okay. Because let me tell you something. You cannot reason with a fool. That's number one. And I'm gonna give y'all scripture today, boo. And number two, let me explain something to you. I already told y'all what prejudice is. Because they only got a one-track mind or their own viewpoint. They do not consider the other possibility that can cause peace. Is y'all getting it? I'm telling you. easy is it to obtain peace when there's always conflict in a conversation? I can't say absolutely nothing without you getting hostile, without you getting angry or mad or puffed up or walking around like you this or you that or I'm this and I'm that. So now we're doing the get back. Now we're pointing fingers. We holding grudges. We walking around here acting like we better than this, highly of ourselves. You superior. I ain't. Now it's a power struggle. Now it's all kind of foolishness going on. Why? Because of the wise prejudice. That's why. That does it right there. And then we try to prove ourselves. Now we got to prove ourselves. Is that not conflict? So I done said, okay, why you still talking? Why? It's okay. I done agree with you. So why is it? It's even a problem in agreeing. This surprise prejudice. It's problem in agreeing. Why? Because even if you agree, that pride is so evident until it causes the prejudice again to be hostile and conflicted in the mind, because I still need to say what I gotta say. Sometimes you just gotta be quiet. You just gotta be quiet. Just and be like, I be so soft and kind. I be like, so, I said, okay, why you still, why you still mad? Why you still, why is it still a lack of a communication here in peace? And you know what I'm saying? The name of the sermon today. Pride's prejudice and wisdom's peace. We're in Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. The first set of words you're going to write down, you're going to write down your name. It's going to be salvation, pride, haughtiness, and fear. They're going to help you out. The next set of words you're going to write your name is going to be obedience, submission, understanding, and wisdom. And the next set of words is going to be your name, direction, absolution, forgiveness, and self-righteousness. Because baby, the ways may seem, you may act, you may think, you may believe, you may want to even be. I'm going to say it again. You may act, you may think, you may believe, you may even want to be right. But you ain't. You're not. Because of what? That prize prejudice. Proverbs chapter 16. We're going to start at verse 16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? And to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? So let me tell you something. You know, if you get a whole lot of gold, you're going to be rich, right? The Bible says wisdom is more valuable than your money, boo. It's more valuable than the revenue that you want or you desire or have. See, wisdom will get you into places that money can't. Did you hear what I say? I don't care how much of it you got. I'm going to say it again. Wisdom will open up some doors for you that your money can't. You may think you can, but the Bible says that about wisdom. And wisdom is the ability to discern and understand inequalities or a relationship. It's a body of facts learned by study or experience. It's the ability to make intelligent decisions, especially everyday matters. So I'm going to say it again. If you're not wise in your decision making, your money ain't going to get you nowhere. I don't care how much of it you got. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm telling y'all what the Bible says. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? So you need to understand some things and stop thinking that you know it all. Or stop listening just to respond and listen to learn. You need to understand some things before you get hostile and prejudiced in what you think. What is understanding? It's to have a clear idea of. How can you respond to something hostile and nasty when you have not even a clear idea of what I'm finna say? I done said 2-3 words. And you hostile. And talking irrational with the attitude. And you don't even have an idea what was going to be said. What? That's pride. Did y'all know that was pride? That's pride. Pride is when you thinking irrational. Pride causes you to have an attitude and hostile. That's pride. What is understanding? It's to form an opinion or reach a conclusion through reasoning and information. So if you don't have information, how do you understand? So if I'm sitting up here and I'm trying to tell you something and I'm trying to talk to you, or we having a conversation and you trying to overtalk me, or you're not hearing everything that I'm saying, how can you come to a conclusion and say, I understand? No, you don't, because you ain't even got all the information. You don't. You don't have all the information. Understanding is having or showing the capacity for sharing the feelings of another. Did y'all hear that one? Understanding is having or showing the capacity for sharing the feelings of. Some of us ain't got. We got. Our understanding is like a. So lit. So how can we say, I understand you, but you don't understand it? Be quiet, and maybe you'll see it's understood. You listen to this. Understanding is the knowledge gained from the process of coming to know or understand. So you don't know absolutely nothing to say that you understand it if you don't hear the whole conclusion of the matter. That's what understand. The Bible says in all you're getting, get an understanding. How could you get an understanding, either anybody, when we try to talk over each one? Are we screaming and hollering? We're going to miss something and grab something else that we don't need to. I mean, like... He says it's more chosen than silver, y'all. It's more valuable, in other words, than that. Because every silver coin you see is valuable. Silver is valuable. Let me tell y'all something. It's fit to be a time in this world that silver fit to be more valuable than gold. Remember I said that. Remember, I done told y'all this before. And the Lord told me to tell y'all to start saving every single coin that you get. Y'all know how much I done saved, though. We ain't gonna even save it. Because I've been saving it for at least 5 years. Because of what he said to me. Just imagine. Just imagine. The next scripture. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. The highway means your path. What is upright? It's conforming to a high standard of morality or virtue. It's following the accepted rules of moral conduct. We don't even know how to act. We don't even know how to live upright because we don't know how to act because we're so hostile. We get agitated or irritated. Or frustrated. Because that. Come on. It's the truth. So that makes us get prideful and prejudiced towards one another. So how can we have an upright thought towards one another? If I'm hostile and mad, I'm thinking evil and I'm thinking wicked. And I'm holding a grudge. And I got a problem with you. And I may not never say it, so I'm going to be fake at it. Talking about us, the folk and the people. Y'all? I know how to pretend. Some of us been pretending so long. But because of that wisdom, that pretense is discerned. It is seen. It may never be spoke about. Are y'all paying attention? I'm talking about pride's prejudice and wisdom's peace. Because if I did not have that wisdom to discern it, I would not understand why or is or that to have peace even within myself and to keep it with you. Did you? Let me say that again. Because wisdom is something that is more valuable than gold, I want to obtain that wisdom. The wisdom is going to keep me in a place of peace that I may have peace with you, even though I know you prideful and prejudiced. How about that? I know because I can discern it. I can see it. I can hear it. And you make sure I feel it. Oh, yeah. You make sure of that because of the wicked and the evil and the mean and spiteful ways and the arrogancy and the superiority. And see, some people are so inferior by you and looking at you and what you can do or how you doing it or how much of it that you do until it causes pride to rise up inside of them. And now there's a power struggle. Here you go. I'm grown and can't nobody tell me what to do. Yeah, somebody need to tell you what to do because you. Yeah. Pride and prejudice. Pride causes us to go into a place where we don't want to listen. We don't want to follow instructions. Can't nobody tell us nothing. And because of the inferiority that we feel towards that other individual or that situation or that. But we say, I ain't inferior to no. Yes, you is. Well, why the power struggle then? Why you trying to pull something then? Why did that? That's that prejudice. Because I can do it just like you. I can, you probably can. But God gave you a distinctive way to do it just like he gave me a distinctive way to do it. We may be doing the same thing but different ways. That don't mean that I'm inferior over you or I'm superior over you. But that pride and how you look at how I'm doing it makes you feel that way. It makes you act that way. It puts you in that place. It puts you in that place of being prejudiced in your own thoughts about you and somebody else. That causes competition, y'all. That I'm just breaking it down to you like you told me to. Because it's the truth anyhow. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. So if I'm living right and I'm using wisdom, I'm not going to think evil and act evil towards you, even though I see you being evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. So I'm going to submit myself. I'm going to put my body under subjection. I'm going to be upright inside of me because if I don't, I can't save myself. What is preserve? To preserve is to keep your own self alive, intact, or free from decay as into save. You saving your own self. You saving your own self. It's hard for me to be quiet. You know, the Bible says you could do it. I'm reading it right now. You could do it. You just got to choose to. You got to choose to. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. So if I'm living upright and holy and doing what the Lord wants me to do, I'm not going to do what my body telling me to. I'm not going to say what my mouth wants me to say. I'm not going to think the way... Are y'all getting it? He that keepeth his way, preserving his soul. So you can keep yourself. That's what the Bible says. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. What is pride? It's exaggerated self-esteem. It's a reasonable or justifiable sense of one's worth. They're all important. We always got to justify our action. No, that's pride and prejudice. Now, that's what the Bible says. To think highly of oneself. Behavior that reflects such an attitude. There you go again, talking about that attitude. Because that's what prejudice is. Prejudice is an irrational attitude of hostility directed against an individual, a group, a race, or their supposed characteristics. It's an attitude that always favors one way of feeling or acting, especially without considering any other possibilities. And there's always another way, y'all. I wouldn't care how hard it seems or how hard it be. I don't care how people disrespect you. There's always another way that you can approach that disrespect. It's called wisdom. I don't care how people treat you bad or what they treat you or how, and they've been doing it with an attitude and hostility. The Bible says even in that, if you be kind to them, you even cause a fire on the heat. Because they're going to think, you know, well, why you want to keep arguing? I bet they shut up. Because a person don't want to argue with themselves. They can't argue with themselves. Oh, you know what? Yes, you can. You argue with yourself and your thoughts. Yes, you can. Pride go before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. What is destruction? It's a state of fact of being rendered non-existent, physically unsound, or mentally unsound, or useless. It's something that is the cause of one's ultimate failure or the loss of life. That's what destruction is. So pride comes before destruction. You got so much pride that you do not want to put it down. And that prejudice until you destroy your friendship with somebody. You destroying that marriage. You destroying your thoughts. You say, now you sit up here and say, well, you this and you that and you that city. Okay, whatever it may be, or however it may have happened. Okay. It's okay. So that pride and you not letting something go will destroy a friendship. It'll destroy a relationship. Pride comes before destruction. It'll cease any and every way of communication. Pride. Pride will destroy communication. Don't you know pride will make you not talk to folk? We're talking about how pride is powerful, y'all. And the pride comes with an attitude of hostility. I'm reading it. I ain't making this stuff up. And I gave y'all a definition. Pride causes prejudice in every form, in every fashion. It does. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Now, what is haughty? What is haughty? It's just as worse as pride. Haughty is blatantly and disdainly prideful. It's having a showing an overbearing attitude of superiority and contempt for people or things perceived to be inferior. Did y'all hear what I say? Pride is, haughtiness is even worse than pride. Because haughtiness will put you in a place that you think and believe that'll cause you to want to compete with one another, that cause you to make you want to prove yourself or this and that because you are inferior of someone or something, but you say you're not. And yet you're prejudiced. It's a form of prejudice. That's the name of the sermon today. Pride's prejudice and wisdom's peace. We ain't got no peace because of that pride's prejudice, y'all. It then took us way over. We spinning the block. We going around in circles. We kicking up against the priest. We doing all manner of the opposite of what God wants us to do, all because of pride. Pride keeps us from even forgiving one another. Or this is what we say. I can't get over that because I can't believe they did that. Don't you know that's pride and that's prejudice? Why don't you believe it? Why can't you get over it? What? Because you are prejudiced. What you mean prejudice? Because it should have went this way, but it went that way, and I can't believe it wasn't. That's a form of prejudice. It's all a form of prejudice. It's just plain and simple as that. It's plain and simple as that. Better is it to be of a humble spirit with the lowly. What is lowly? It's humble in your manners or spirit. It's free from self-assertive pride. There we go again. To be lowly, you got to learn how to just be calm sometimes. In the midst of the chaos. And this is what places us in a place of anxiety, y'all. We go to a place of anxiety. We go to a place of, oh, I don't know where. Oh, I can't understand it. Calm down. You can't think straight. You can't think with wisdom. If you in a tizzy fit, your panties in a bunch, pull them out. I was walking in Walmart the other day, and we always think that only this form of prejudice, listen. We always think that only Caucasians ain't got no shame in pulling stuff out their butt. That's what we think. That's a form of prejudice, y'all, just to tell y'all. I saw a colored person going in the store yesterday. They ain't just pulling out, they hiked up their leg and did and walked on. They was looking at me right in my face. I bust out laughing. I said, I did the same thing, girl. I'm just saying. She ain't had no pride. She was like, that's uncomfortable. Shoot. How many times you done squatted and did it? I do it all the time. I'm a big girl. I squat and be. Wiggle, wiggle, baby. You got to get it up out of there because it's a place of discomfort. I ain't finna be looking around at folk. I'm going to be like, oh. That. And snap it too. Make some noise with it. Because this is a place of discomfort. So being in that place of discomfort, that means that you're not just putting down pride because pride will keep you. Don't you know pride will keep you from being true? It'll keep you from being real. I got so much pride that I'm so mad at you because of our conversation until I can't be true. I can't be true because really I love you, baby. But that pride got you so mad. Did you? I'm prejudiced right now. I don't know. You get on my nerve. Yeah, but, okay, but what's the real deal? What? You see what I'm saying? Pride don't just put us in a place of prejudice. It prevents us from being real. It prevents us from being true. So I pride because of the way, because you done separated yourself from me. You don't deal with me no more. You got because you're not getting what you want or how you think that it should be. Pride has rose up in you until you done put your own self into a place of degradation and segregation until you feel like this and you feel like that. So it caused you to be hostile and with an attitude when you see it's being done with somebody else. That's pride. That's pride. And you ain't really being true. Because truthfully, you want to hang too. Why not just put the pride down and say, can I go? Seriously. Pride has such power over us and our attitudes until it make us suppress all truth. We suppress all truth until we can't be real. We wearing a mask. We can't be honest. We lying. Oh, no, amen. And no, you are outdoors hiding cayenne pepper. Oh, it's okay. No, it's not. We can't be true. I'll be okay. No, you won't. Seriously. That pride. Why? Because I don't want nobody. This is a good one right here. He just showed it to me. I won't give him the satisfaction of seeing me cry not near another time. That's pride, y'all. I won't get him the satisfaction of thinking and believing it's bothering me when in actuality you walking around with a chip on your shoulder. We don't know how to be true. Pride keeps us from being real. I mean, seriously. Pride's prejudice. He that handleth the matter wisely. Oh, wait, I skipped the scripture. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. Sometimes you got to use wisdom in the conflict, and it's going to work out for you good. Listen to me. And whoso trusts in the Lord, happy is he. Did y'all hear what I say? So even though you're in the midst of that conflict, don't let that pride prevent you from doing good, thinking good, acting good, and without an attitude and hostility. Still be good and do good. And when that evil try to rise up in you or that thought of it, you cast that thing down, because the Bible says that you're mighty through him to the pulling down of that thing that you think is, what y'all say, hard. It ain't hard because you got some power. You got some power to control yourself. And it just said it. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. You can do it. The Bible just said that you can. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. And the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. That's why I say speak pleasant and kind and soft to the folk and the people. And what is prudent? Having or showing good judgment and restraint, especially in your conduct or your speech. That's what prudent is. It's suitable for bringing about a desired result under the circumstances. I just said that. Having or showing a deep understanding and intelligent application of the knowledge. So if you understand something, that means you got some knowledge of it. So you got to apply that thing so that you can get the results that you want. Even in the midst of the chaos, you got to consider there's always another possibility instead of me leaning to my own understanding. Did y'all get that? Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that have it. But the instruction of fools is folly. See, we tell our own selves that. What is folly? I gotta say it. It's a lack of good sense. I told y'all God gave us six senses. Five senses we have. Six. The sixth sense is simply common. It's common sense. But he said that wasn't common sense enough. Pray and ask God to give you some wisdom and knowledge, babe, because you ain't even using common sense. God gave us common sense when he said, when you walk, I'm going to give y'all a demonstration of common sense. I'm not going to keep walking into this chair because I'm going to hit my toe. Common sense going to tell me to move to the side and go around it. That's just a simple way of understanding common sense. It's a simple way of saying understanding common sense. Let me give y'all another example. A simple way of saying common sense. Using common sense. If I'm riding up the street and I see a car stopped in the middle of the street and they ain't got no blinker on. But the closer I get, I see that car ain't moving. Am I going to keep going or am I going to stop or go around? I'm going to use common sense. I'm going to do one of those. So I got two choices, either stop or either go around. That's common sense. Common sense is if somebody keep calling your phone, it's something going on. If they keep calling, something. Now they may call once or they may call twice. Okay, but then if they call it three times or four times, it could be anything. Now, I'm not going to let my pride prevent me from answering that phone because I'm mad at you and we just got off the phone arguing. I'm not going to let that pride because let me tell y'all where the prejudice come in at. I don't want to hear nothing they got to say. Why do they keep calling me? When, mind you, they may need you. So, common sense gonna tell you, you know what, I'm gonna answer anyway. Don't let that pride prevent you from helping somebody, even in the midst of the circumstances. I'm just saying, because us folk is a mess. We don't play. Understanding is the wellspring of life unto him that have it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teach his mouth, and out of learning to his lips. So you can't say it's hard to close your mouth. Just close your mouth and be quiet, and you keep talking. The Bible says that if you wise and it's in your heart, you're going to teach your mouth. You're going to teach your mouth and you're going to add learning to your lips. So in the midst of you teaching your mouth, what is that saying? Watch what you say. Be careful what you say. Be mindful of what you say, even in your anger. Because the Bible say anger and sin not. What do you mean by that? I'm not going to curse you. It don't mean using profanity. Yes, it mean that too. But I'm not going to wish nothing bad on you. Or I'm not going to say. Because some of us, we want to will bad on folks. Did you hear what I say? The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and of learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So what you think is right, in the actuality, is wrong. Because your pride and your prejudice, you think by not saying nothing, or you think by suppressing it, or you think by not addressing it, that that's the right way to keep peace, but there's no peace. It's going to cause you death. How? It's going to kill that relationship. It's going to kill your thoughts of good towards that person. It's going to kill you even when we have so much pride when things ain't going our way or right quick, not just towards one another. The Lord told me to say it and I'm fit to say it. We have pride against God because when things ain't happening the way that we want to happen, we have so much pride. This is what we say. All right, what I'm praying for anyway. He ain't answering my prayers. Ain't nothing getting no better. Why is I'm doing it anyway? That's pride. And it's a form of prejudice. How is prejudice in there? Because we're not considering the possibility of the timing of him not answering. I'm going to say it again. It's always another way. It's always another possibility. I'm going to give y'all these words that he gave me. Y'all sheets of paper and red pens. And I'm going to say, it's praying time. I hope he said something on today that's going to help all of us to want to get it better, to want to do better. We got to let go of some things. We got to allow God to do some things inside of us. We got to let go of that situation or that concern. We got to let go of that problem that's causing us to be prideful and prejudiced towards one another. And then we ask God to give us wisdom. He said that he give it to us freely. Wisdom's peace. That's the only way that we're going to be able to have some peace even in the midst of the chaos. Even in the midst of what somebody doing or saying towards us wrong. Even in the midst of the disrespect. Even in the midst of folks lying. lying on you, cheating on you, even in all the stuff, all the people. You could, I don't care what you say or how you say it or how much you say it to a person. Do not allow pride's prejudice for you to get so self-righteous as if you doing so good and they doing so wrong. That's pride. That's pointing the finger and wagging the head. The Bible says that we're supposed to have some kind of compassion and piety and understanding. I understand why you acting this way and you doing this way. And it is pride. I understand your actions and it is pride and prejudice. But I'm not going to hold it against you. Come on, let's pray. I'm not going to cause it to divide us anymore. Even though you don't understand what you're doing, it's going to cause division. Even though you don't understand what you're saying because of that pride. When you doing that, I'm not going to cause it prejudice to reside in me because I see that pride. So I'm not going to point the finger and wag the head. That's a form of prejudice. I'm not going to say you this and you that. It's a form of prejudice. But what I'm going to do is try to use wisdom that I may be able to obtain peace and you have peace as well. The words that the Lord gave me today for us all. Write your name at the top of the paper and the first word is salvation. Everybody else that already wrote down everything that you need to write down, please put it on the altar. Come up here and stay and pray for yourself. The first word is salvation. The second word is pride. The next word is haughtiness. And the next word is fear. We're so afraid of facing some things because of our pride. And so that prejudice, it winds up coming up in there. And it causes us to be even more prideful, causing division and bitterness and hate and all that. I'm going to repeat these words again. Write your name at the top of the paper. And the first word is going to be salvation. The second word is pride. The third word is haughtiness. And the last word is fear. The next set of words. Write your name on a sheet of paper, please. The first word is going to be obedience. The next word is submission. The next word is understanding. I'm sorry. I'm going to start over. The first word is obedience. The next word is submission. And understanding. And the last word is wisdom. I'm sorry, I'll be moving too fast. And the last set of words. Write your name at the top of the paper. It's going to be direction. The next word is absolutions. The next word is forgiveness. And the next word is self-righteousness. I'm going to repeat them again for you guys. The first set of words is salvation, pride, haughtiness, and fear. The next set is obedience, submission, understanding, and wisdom. And the last set of words is direction, absolution, forgiveness, and self-righteousness. Anything else that you guys need to write down that you know causes you to be prideful and prejudiced, or you need wisdom and peace, I want y'all to write these things down. Be true and be honest with yourself. Be true and honest with the Lord because he's the only one that can help you. We need to learn how to be just real about these things. Write these things down, please. Thank you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, he called it and he needed a local shot in it like I see. Oh God, that they may be able to understand. Thank you, Jesus. I call it local shit. Oh God, he called it and he needed a local shot. Comfort your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give them the strength that they need, God, because you know it's so many things that goes on in our lives, God, that causes us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he calling it. Oh God, to be in that place, Father God, where we feel weighted down, Lord. I'm asking you to lift up the heavy weights on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to walk in the completion of your glory. I'm asking you right now, Father God, and it don't go shutting it like I see. Oh God, that you will help us on today, Father God, and give us that wisdom that we need, God, that we will not walk in that pride, God, that we will not walk in that place or in that area or in that territory, Father God, that's putting us in a place of lost hope, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give us the wisdom that we need, God, that we may be able to approach a matter even concerning our children, that we may be able to approach a matter, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give us the understanding, God, that we may have in an okoshana, and touch us in our hearts on today, God. Touch us in our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not hold on to stuff. Oh God, he called it and he didn't go shutting it like I see. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Touch your people, Lord. I'm asking you to cover and comfort them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives. I'm asking you to open up our understanding on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be in a place of lost hope, God. Give us that clarity that we need, Father God, in the thing that we do not understand. Lord, we come to you on today because we know can't nobody else do it but you, God. We know, Father God, that you are the only one that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or ever imagine. So we're going to cast all our cares at your feet right now. We're going to give you all these things right now, Father God, in the name of your Kofi. And we're going to humble ourselves under your mighty hand. We're not going to let pride, Father God, or prejudice, Lord, put us in a place of not being able to receive or accept the things, Lord, that you have already designed for us, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to complete the work that you've begun down in the inside of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and remove any and everything out of our hearts, our minds, and even our thoughts, God, that's preventing us from accepting these things from you, Lord, that we may be able to receive them. It's a lot of times that the Lord say things to us or even over our lives that we have to accept what he's saying. In other words, believe what he's saying in order for us to receive what he's saying. There's absolutely nothing impossible with God. Absolutely nothing. Lord, you know each and every last one of us name by name. You number the very hairs on our head. I'm asking you to remove any fear, any embarrassment, hesitation, doubt, God. Remove all these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus that prevents us, Father God, from moving forward and being free, even in our own minds and our own thoughts concerning that situation. This is what the Lord is showing me. It's some things that's going on inside of our lives individually that these situations and these circumstances is preventing us from seeing the light. It's preventing us from seeing the light. And because we cannot see the light of it, we cannot see what God is doing. Don't y'all know that he does his best work in the dark? He does his best work in the dark. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept your will, that we may be able to accept your way, that we may be able to accept your purpose and your plan for our lives. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give us the courage that we need, that we can face our fears, that we can face these things, Lord, because you are not a God of fear, but you are a God of power, love, and of a sound mind. Let your people know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you love them. Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are true to them, God. Help us on today, Father God. We didn't cast all our cares at your feet. We give you all these problems, these worries, these concerns. We give you all this stuff, Lord, because we can't do nothing with it. We done tried and it ain't working out for us.
So we're giving it all unto you right now, Father God, that you can handle it, Lord. Wash us over. Even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. I got to play this song for you guys. God is working it all out for us, you guys. The thing is, we cannot allow what we're going through or what we're experiencing to cloud our mind from believing what God has said to us, for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated if you want to. Sometimes we don't know what God is doing, y'all. And what we say, if it ain't one thing, it's none. Thank you, Jesus.
Remember, God does all his best work in the dark.
Sometimes you can't see what he's doing, but just know he's doing something. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys. I hope it was something said on today to encourage you and help you to remember. We don't want to allow what we're going through, what we're experiencing and all that stuff to cause us to walk in pride and prejudice, y'all. Pride's prejudice. And wisdom's peace. That was the name of the sermon today. If you did not make it to hear it, please listen to it. It'll be on YouTube, our website, Facebook. Try to listen to it because it'll help us to have a better perspective of life and the choices that we make. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. If anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. We'll get you guys some envelopes. Renaya, get some envelopes and pass them out, please.
Get up.
Renaya, get up. Everybody always trying to be shy. What's up with that? I don't want nobody looking at me. Gamma. Everybody got an envelope? Thank you, Jesus. Remember, y'all, don't allow stuff to consume you. Be these thoughts, these experiences, and these challenges and all that stuff, don't let it consume you and put you in a place that, you know, you're not being pleasing in the sight of God. Don't let it put you in a place where you don't believe God.